Phil says he's not really intrigued by the world of fashion, but come on, come on. Well, they've just arrived at Buckingham Palace in that black horse-drawn carriage after a ride through the streets of London, a brief ride, William now and again saluting with that white glove, both William and Kate doing the royal wave to the crowd, keeping the hand low, don't want to obscure the face. NPR's David Green is outside in St. James Park along the route as the carriage continues moving. And David, what, if anything, have you and the folks there been able to see?
Well, so far, Steve, people have not gotten the sight of the carriage. They're all standing here along the mall, this avenue that runs from Trafalgar Square up to Buckingham Palace, waiting to see if they could get a sight of the carriage. It's been moments of anticipation, going to moments of celebration and flag waving, and right now it's more anticipation, people just waiting to see what's happening. It feels like a big picnic out here. You know, they piped in a sound of the entire ceremony, and the touching moment that struck me, Steve, I was looking over about 20 feet from me on the grass here, and there was a couple drinking champagne, singing along from their wedding program as they were listening to the choir coming from Westminster Abbey. So people out here just wanted desperately to be part of this wedding ceremony. If they couldn't be inside, they were going to do the best they could out here in the park.
And we'll mention that the carriage has ducked back out onto the street now and making a big turn back onto a thoroughfare. So maybe they'll be getting near you, and I'm sure we'll hear the shouting if so. What motivated so many thousands of people, not just from around London, but from around the world, to come and stand outdoors looking for a glimpse?
Yeah, I think it was curiosity. A lot of people here, both foreigners and British citizens, said it was a moment in history. A lot of the attention they were seeing, it just, you know, a lot of people who live in London said, if we're here, we better go out and see what's going on. And a lot of foreigners said, and, you know, they just wanted to be part of this moment. There's something really imaginative about the royal family. And you know, some of the younger Britons who we spoke with said that they feel a sense of connection with Kate Middleton, and they're very excited to see where this royal story goes from here and see if they can feel a deeper sense of connection with the royalty than they have in the past.
And, of course, Queen Elizabeth in yellow today with a hat, a part of the procession moving through the streets of London today. David, thanks very much.
Indeed, Steve. Thank you.
That's NPR's David Green at St. James Park in London today, where people are watching and cheering as William and Kate go by after their wedding a short time ago, just about an hour ago, in Westminster Abbey.